Tuesdays are mindful living days, and joining me on a Tuesday is our very good friend and very good human, Izelle Hoffman. She's a lifestyle chef. She's a cookbook author. She's just amazing. She's a presenter. She's a voice person. She's a training person. She's a lifestyle living person. She's a mindful living person. And she's trying to get us to live a little bit that way every week. Hello, Izelle.
Hello, Danny dearest. How are you doing this week? Because I didn't get to speak to you last week, so it really feels like we haven't spoken in ages.
In years and years and years. I'm good. I see that you were driving a nice car, like my car this weekend.
Oh, yes, I just had to. I'm scooted off to Durban for the weekend. And thanks to SMG, I got to drive the beautiful brand new electric Mini. And I need to be honest with you, it's such a beautiful, nippy car. I actually sort of, you know, just fell in love. I was like, small boot space means small little bit of shopping, might be a little bit expensive. You know, expensive stuff's coming in big, small packets, not necessarily the big ones. So if you're trying to get a small car because you want to shop less, you know, it's not necessarily going to show on your bank balance, unfortunately. But oh, such a beautiful car. I'm so in love. Yeah. So happened to do that. We had beautiful weather, even though it was a little bit overcast, rained a little bit, but just once again, I've realized in Durban, you can sit and look out the window and you're going to think it's cold outside because it looks gloomy. And then once you open the door, it's actually quite hot.
I also just want to say with the Mini Coopers, it's like driving a little go-kart. They're so amazing to drive. They're so fun to drive. It's a fun drive. It's definitely,
yes.
It's definitely a car for someone that likes to drive a car.
But that's also the thing. I think that's what made me giggle. I was honestly sitting in that car like an 18-year-old that just got my license. I was like, oh my goodness, I need to put my foot on the petrol again because there's no sound. There's no sound. So you switch the car on and all these beautiful little lights start flickering and everything. And then you're like, oh wow, the car's on. But there's absolutely no, like I say, engine sound or nothing. And then when you put your foot on the petrol, it goes. So yeah, it's definitely got that go-kart spunk to it, that I can promise you. But I also had very curly hair this weekend because, you know, Durban just really always puts that extra bit of volume in my curls. So also not complaining with regards to that.
I'm so happy. I'm so jealous, but I'm so happy. Okay, new week, kind of new month. We missed last week, so it's a new month for us. New week, new month. And I think new opportunities to reevaluate. I'm seeing a lot of people reevaluating workouts and goal setting and mental health and physical health and just starting to maybe put themselves first. We've had a year of Netflix, binge eating, chilling, drinking the wine, getting over the pandemic. Now kind of life seems to be coming back with vaccinations worldwide. We're in level one until Easter. And then, you know, we're all kind of re-emerging. And I've seen it in myself. I've realized that in order to be mentally strong enough to come back into this busy nonstop life, I need to be physically strong. And in order to do that, that means eating right, sleeping right, drinking enough water, and moving my body. So thanks to you, I have one of the trainers from Bodyback coming to train me this afternoon. I'm very, very scared and excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. So, okay, I need to just get a secret out of the bag. There maybe it can even be a bunny seeing me close to Easter. But, you know, one thing I have realized, I mean, we are in March, people. It just feels like just the other day it was Christmas, you know. And I feel like this year started with such a bang and everyone tried to make up, you know, for all the shortfalls from last year, that it really just felt to me like, you know, we started the year a little bit on the back foot. And I think that's why everyone's diaries are so busy. Before we started, you know, with this podcast, Danny, you and I were off air talking a little bit about, you know, just how you jam-packed your schedule is at the moment. And, you know, I can honestly sort of say the same. And so often we neglect getting some training done or, you know, just getting the sweat on a little bit purely because we start adding up the hours and then say to ourselves, but we don't have the time to drive to gym and then gym, say, for instance, for an hour and get back because eventually it adds up to being 2 hours. And I think that's where Bodyback just gets it right because you can literally, in the convenience of your own home or your home environment, get a proper workout done, and without having that excuse of it's going to take me 2 hours. Because if you're that person that's working from home on Zoom meetings and things all the time, you can literally schedule a training session as it was a meeting for an hour, get the training done, off the body back trainer goes, and you carry on with the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. It is, you know what, I haven't done it yet. I've never had a trainer come to my house, but I think it's going to be great. And I really think it's something that I'm probably going to carry on doing, because it's like I said to you before, because we don't have children, I'm very, very blessed that I have the space and I have the time to be able to have a gym at my house, and I don't use it. So if Sean from Body Back comes, then maybe I will use it. But like, just to speak into that, Giselle, you know, I think everyone struggles. Even you, I'm sure, get days where you're sad or down or lonely or just a little bit anxious, you know? And I think what we don't realize is a lot of the things that we're putting into our body, whether that be social media, news, what we watch, what we listen to, or what we're actually physically consuming, they all have an effect. And I was reading about the gut this weekend and how I'm trying to fix my anxiety holistically, and how the gut is your second brain, and all of those microbiome, they make you feel. And if you're not feeling good there, you're not going to feel good anywhere. So you have an amazing cookbook, 78 recipes to eat your way to, and I want to say optimal health. I know that's not your catchphrase, but it really, really is, because everything is thought out in a way that protects your body and your gut. And you're always sharing these amazing recipes. So what recipe are we going to talk about today that's going to help our body and our mind?
Oh, you know, Danny, if you, listeners are going to see the image later, they would agree with me that it's such a simple vegetable and it's such a simple yet easy to make side. But people, let me tell you, this side is going to change any and every meal, because yes, we're moving towards Easter, the festive season, everything that goes with it. And once again, you know, this past weekend when I was in Durban, you know, you sit in restaurants and places and you eat things, but you never really put your guts and your, you know, and what you put in your body mindfully first. I know I do, but you know, people's like, yo, Giselle, there's no one like you. It's just you're random, because that was some of the comments I got this weekend. And I was like, no. But in order to really enjoy either staying at home or a meal or eating out, people, like if you want to have that good mood, like you are referring to, Danny, you need to still also make your gut environment happy. It's one thing filling your tummy with food that's making you feel good and your tummy is full, and Afrikaans got that saying, maag is vol, oog is toe, né? So especially on a Sunday, then we want to have a snooze after a heavy jam-packed lunch. But people, just remember, your gut environment also has to eat, also need to, you know, consume all the right stuff, and that right stuff is called fiber. Now we are talking about honey and almond long stem broccoli this week, Danny, and that's why I say you're gonna giggle when you look at the list of the ingredients, because it's ingredients we actually all should stand it have in our kitchen, in our pantry, maybe hopefully also even in our vegetable garden. You can make a whole broccoli with this beautiful recipe as well. You're just going to have to pre-steam it a little bit. But yes, we pre-steam our broccoli slightly in the microwave or in a steamer or in a sizzling pan. It all depending, you know, what you find most convenient. And then we're going to start stir frying in a little bit of olive oil. And so often people forget, but olive oil is in fact an alkalizer. Now remember, alkalizer plays around with the acidity levels in your body and is going to help neutralize any acidity buildup being caused by any forms of meat that you will be consuming. And thinking of what to put on the festive table, the Easter table coming up in a few weeks' time, maybe on a beautiful Sunday lunch, people, just bear in mind that whatever meat you consume, it is going to cause acidity. And that's why this simple side is such a showstopper, because it really does put your gut first. And then we're going to season it with a little bit of raw honey, orange salt, ground black pepper, flaked almonds, and freshly chopped parsley. That is all that's in there, people. But it's every single ingredient is alkalizing and it's loaded with fiber, all the good stuff. So your gut's happy, you are happy, everyone around the table is happy. And I actually find that even children quite like this broccoli recipe for some reason. I mean, broccoli is not usually the first vegetable I think majority of children would go for, but for some reason they absolutely love this one. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this recipe, Danny.
Okay, firstly, I love broccoli. I'm a weirdo. I will eat broccoli raw, cooked, and definitely never in cheese sauce because I really, really, really like broccoli. So this is I haven't tried this recipe yet, is all I've got to say, but I'm gonna try it. I have 10% broccoli in the freezer, in the fridge, and I am going to do it today. I love
it. But Danny, now if you're so obsessed with broccoli, do yourself a favor and keep stir frying this long stem broccoli so the little pieces at the end, you know, go all crispy. Oh, I tell you, like, it's literally, you are never saved from vegetables, but it's literally worth licking the pan, people. This is a phenomenally so easy and tasty recipe. And yeah, you can actually make broccoli, double up the recipe and keep some of it in the fridge because it's such an ideal ingredient just to add to a salad, maybe to quinoa, some cold meats. I just find it overall so just yummy.
What else is Izelle Hoffman up to this week?
Well, Danny, yes, we're going to have to share. So tomorrow I'm cooking with Margaret Hirsch. And for those of you that would love to see this recipe in action, I'm going to be cooking it with Margaret from 11 to 12 on the Hirsch's Facebook pages. So be on the lookout for that. She, of course, is going to be pairing it with some Easter festivity recipes, but all vegan, of course. Margaret is vegan. And then on Friday, you and I officially get to launch our special campaign that we've been talking for quite some time. Yes, it's the Freedom Walker campaign we're launching with Scribanti Hope. So Scribanti Mining Group have very generously made some funds available that we get to buy Freedom Walkers for children in need. I'm talking about children that never had the blessing of being mobile, being active, getting from point A to point B without frustration or a guardian's help or a parent's help or maybe a sibling's help. And we are going to be putting smiles on children's faces on Friday. Danny, you and me are going to visit two beautiful girls and not too far from where you are staying. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be blessing them with these walkers that's going to give them the freedom they so badly were looking and striving for.
This I'm so excited for. And thank you for having me as part of this amazing initiative. I know that it's something that is very, very close to your heart. And when I spoke to them as in my beautiful news story, I was like, there is such synergy here. I need to connect you guys. And whatever you do, and Izelle Hoffman took it and made it the biggest do I've ever.
No, but hold on. Just before you thank me for making you part of this campaign, Danny, it's because of you, I know of a company called Freedom Walkers Today, and I know their father's beautiful story of how he started these walkers. So all thanks to you, darling. You are the glue between these two just people coming together, and we all get to make a difference one step at a time. And I do mean it with the pun intended there, because people, I know what it's like not to be mobile. I know what it's like to, you know, wonder, how am I going to get to the kettle just to make a cup of tea? I'm not even talking about my coffee that I have, you know, cups full every day. But, you know, once I had my hip replaced and I was able to recover for the first time, I could walk around with a smile on my face. And I can so remember the first day I got up and I was actually pain-free. It literally looked like I took all my painkillers all at once because I was on a high. If I didn't have ears, I think my smile would have gone right round around my face. And everyone's like, why are you smiling? And I was like, well, I'm walking without pain. And I can't understand people that get to walk without pain every day. Why are they so depressed and negative? I mean, it's the most amazing feeling in the world. And we're going to get to see these kind of smiles on beautiful children's faces, because that really is the freedom that these walkers are giving. So once again, thank you to Scribanti Mining Group for making these funds available. I'm excited. I know you are excited. And I also know that Ignition TV would be joining us, because they would also be covering this beautiful story. But, you know, just showing how we're making children's dreams come true.
I'm so excited. Izal Huffman, I will see you in living color on Friday to give away
Yes.
walkers on the East End of Johannesburg. And I'm really, really excited. But friend, thank you once again. The recipe is at fm.com. And you can follow
Yes.
Huffman everywhere at Izal Huffman Instagram.
Yes, and people, if there's someone out there that, and maybe you know of a child that is in need of a freedom walker like this, go to freedomwalkers.co.za, click on the Scribanti Hope icon, and you get to fill in a form on behalf of someone, or sort of, you know, just send in a request for donation. Because if you know of someone that needs a walker, we would like to know of that person. So, be the difference in the world and share the love. And yeah, just help us share this message so that we can get smiles on children's faces. Danny, very excited. I'll be seeing you on Friday. And for those of you listening, be sure to look on my social media. Follow Danny on her social media, because we will be posting a lot. Very excited for that.
Izal Huffman, thank you so much, my friend. See you Friday. Have a brilliant week until then.
Cheers, Danny. Lots of love. Have a blessed week. Bye.